Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today online for our 2019 full year results presentation. Of course, apologies that we're not able to meet in person on this occasion. My name's Benjamin Burks, and I'm the Group Managing Director of Jardine Cycle & Carriage. And as some of you may know, I moved across from Jardine International Motors, or JIM, last October. Just as background, I first joined Jardine Matheson Group in 2000 and have been involved in various businesses within the group, from retail and business outsourcing through to our technology group. Before, and most recently, I was involved, as I said, with JIM, and before that with Jardine Pacific. Feels great to join all the team here in Southeast Asia. I'm joined today by Stephen Gore, our Group Finance Director, who I believe you all know already. And today I'll give a brief overview of JC&C, our strategy, and some changes to our group structure before turning to Stephen, who will take you through the numbers, following which we'll take any questions that you might have. JC&C is an investment holding company of Jardine's. We've built a reputation as a long-term and strategic investor across Southeast Asia. Looking to the next decade, I feel excited about the broader opportunities of this region. Population is expected to grow to over 700 million people. We expect 100 million more urban residents or thereabouts by 2030. According to forecasts, we can also expect sustained economic growth at an annual rate of around 6%, and total GDP for Southeast Asia is projected to double to around $6 trillion by 2030. The region is on track to become the fourth largest global economy within the next 10 years. And our strategy is firmly grounded in these opportunities. We focus on Southeast Asia, where we have proximity, where we've got management expertise, knowledge, relationships, and a track record of delivering performance. Our investment themes are all around urbanization and the emerging consumer class in Southeast Asia. We invest in market-leading businesses, working closely with them to fulfill their potential and elevate their communities. We are already well-positioned to capitalize on these opportunities through our presence in 6 countries across the region and in 8 sectors. And all sectors are plugged into the themes of urbanization and the emerging consumer class, and all of our investments are in market leaders. We think about our business interests in 3 pillars. First, our investment in Astra. Second, our direct motor interests. Third, our other strategic interests. I would like to take just a moment to explain a change we've made this year where we report TACO. And why? TACO, as you know, started off as an automotive player involved in manufacturing, distributing, and retailing passenger cars and commercial vehicles. It has since diversified into a broader mix of activities, including real estate, agriculture, and logistics. Given TACO's diversification, it seems more sensible to classify it outside of our directly owned motor interests. One of the other key developments we announced last year was the launch of Jardine International Motors, JIM. This combines all the leadership and experience of JC&C cycle and carriage businesses in Singapore, Malaysia, and Myanmar, as well as Tunas Ridean in Indonesia, as well as Zongfu Motors Group in Greater China. JIM enables us to share all the wisdom, the expertise, scale, and relationships to ensure that automotive assets can effectively respond to the disruptive themes faced by the industry. I would now like to invite our Group Finance Director, Stephen Gore, to take you through JC&C's 2019 performance.
Thank you, Ben, and good morning, everyone. I would first like to highlight a few key points from our financial results. The Group's underlying profit attributable to shareholders for 2019 was $863 million, a slight increase compared to 2018. This was primarily due to a stable performance in Astra, which contributed $715 million to the group's underlying profit. Direct motor interest contribution was 11% lower at $63 million. This was predominantly due to lower margins in Singapore and lower sales and margins in Malaysia. Other strategic interests contributed $126 million, down 13% from the previous year. This was primarily due to competitive conditions faced by TACO in their automotive business in Vietnam. Corporate costs were lower due to foreign exchange gains from the translation of foreign currency loans in 2019, compared to a foreign exchange loss in the previous year. Turning to JCNC's performance over time, this chart tells the story of JCNC, which has been one of diversification of the portfolio. As you can see, we have successfully increased the contribution to the group from our non-Astra assets through time. Turning to the group's P&L, the underlying profit is the important number here to focus on, as it's a better reflection of JCNC's real underlying performance. Underlying profit for the year was relatively flat. However, after excluding the translation impact on the JCNC corporate debt, the underlying profit would be 5% down year on year. It is, however, also worth understanding the non-trading items. 2018, the $438 million loss mainly reflected fair value losses in the company's holdings of Vinamilk and Toyota Motor Corporation. In 2019, the gain of $18 million mainly reflects a modest gain on Toyota shares and a modest loss on Vinamilk shares. Given that the overall results for the year are largely flat, the proposal is for the dividend also to remain flat for 2019. Turning to the group's balance sheet, the group's financial position remains strong. Shareholders' funds were up 12%, $6.9 billion, and net asset. Can you hear me? I've been told to speak a little bit louder. Shareholders' funds were up 12% at $6.9 billion, and net asset value per share was at $17.36 at year-end. Consolidated net debt, excluding financial services companies, was $3 billion at year-end, representing gearing of 20%, up from 16% at the end of 2018. The increase in the debt was a result of a number of items. Astra's further investments in Gojek and in toll roads, as well as capital expenditures in the heavy equipment and mining businesses, and at the JCNC level, there were also additional investments in TACO and Recall. I will now take you through each of our interests in further detail. Turning first to Astra. Before going into the numbers, I wanted to provide a snapshot of Astra's businesses. You can see here the full range of their operations, but I would like to highlight a couple of areas and developments. Astra is the leading automotive business in Indonesia. 2019, which was a challenging year for the industry as a whole, the business has nevertheless grown its four-wheeler market share from 51 to 52%, and its two-wheeler market share 76%. As a result of its auto business, Astra is also a leading player in consumer finance in Indonesia. 2019 was a good year for this business. Astra is the leading mining contractor in Indonesia, and its 2019 results have benefited from the acquisition of the Matabe gold mine. We're also pleased to see Astra's investments in toll roads beginning to contribute. All of Astra's 350 kilometers of toll roads are now open and operational. Drivers can now drive continuously along the Trans-Java network from Jakarta all the way to Surabaya. Turning to performance, Astra delivered a stable performance in 2019. The four-wheeler Indonesian car market experienced an overall decline of 11% during the year. While Astra's sales volumes were 8% lower, the company has further grown its market share to 52%. In the two-wheeler market, we saw a strong performance, with sales up by 3% at 4.9 million units, while the overall market increased by 2%. Strong performance we saw in financial services was mainly due to an 8% increase in the amount financed. We also saw improved loss ratios and lower loan loss provisions. Contributions from the new gold mining operation were offset by lower equipment sales and lower results from mine ownership, both of which were affected by lower coal prices. Infrastructure and logistics saw an increase in revenue due to 22% higher traffic volumes following the complete opening of Astra's operational toll roads along the Trans-Java network, as previously mentioned. In the agri business, there was a decline, which was due to low palm oil prices. However, we have recently seen signs of an improvement in these prices. During the year, Astra also agreed the sale of its stake in Bank Permata to Bangkok Bank. This transaction is expected to close later in 2020, but remains conditional on regulatory and shareholders' approvals. Bringing Astra's results into JCNC's accounts and translating into US dollars produces the table shown here. Astra's underlying profit after IFRS adjustments, withholding taxes, and non-trading adjustments has remained flat for the full year 2019. Turning now to our direct motor interests. DMI contains businesses operating across Southeast Asia and represents a number of leading global brands, including Mercedes, Mitsubishi, Kia and Citroen in Singapore, Mercedes in Malaysia, Mercedes, Mazda and Fuso in Myanmar, and Toyota, Daihatsu, BMW and Honda in Indonesia. In Singapore, the overall car market was down 10%, but cycle and carriage volumes were up 2% due to higher sales, mainly at Mercedes and Kia, and this resulted in an increase in our market share from 17% to 19%. Average costs of COEs have declined 9% in 2019 for Category A vehicles, but have increased 10% for Category B vehicles. For CCB, unit sales were 29% lower, and margins were reduced due to a shift in the sales mix to lower price models and weak consumer demand. In addition, an impairment loss, $4 million, incurred at the JCNC level, was recognized on the Sungai Besi site in 2019. For Tunis, four-wheel sales were 10% down, but margins improved. Two-wheel sales were 3% down. The rental business recorded lower gains from disposals and higher depreciation costs, while MTF new lending volume was up 7% to $2 billion. Overall, direct motor interests were down due to the challenging headwinds in Singapore and Malaysia. Turning now to our other strategic interests. As Ben mentioned at the start of the presentation, other strategic interests now includes THACO. In automotive, THACO is a leading automotive manufacturer, assembler, distributor, and retailer, with close to 200 branches across Vietnam. Its automotive brands include passenger cars Kia, Mazda, Peugeot, as well as BMW Mini, and commercial vehicles Foton, Kia, Hyundai, and Fuso. Property development, THACO is the owner and developer of a prime site in the 2TM New Urban Area District 2 of Ho Chi Minh City, covering 1 million square meters of land. Agriculture, THACO has a sizable footprint in Cambodia and Laos, with about 20,000 hectares of plantation area growing fruit crops, primarily bananas. During 2019, JCNC increased its holding in THACO from 25.3% to 26.6%. RE is a leading Vietnamese conglomerate with businesses in power and utilities, property development, mechanical and electrical engineering contracting. In power and utilities, RE holds a portfolio of infrastructure assets in power and water. Property development, RE's real estate portfolio comprises the management, leasing of Grade B office space, as well as property development and trading. It includes total lease office area of more than 133,000 square meters under management, primarily located in Ho Chi Minh City. RE is also a leading mechanical and electrical engineering contractor in Vietnam with project experience in infrastructure, commercial and industrial engineering works. During 2019, JCNC increased its shareholding in RE from 24.9 to 29%. JCNC also owns a 25.5% stake in Siam City Cement, the second largest cement producer in Thailand. It has a regional footprint that includes businesses in South Vietnam, Sri Lanka, Cambodia, and Bangladesh. Finally, we also own a 10% stake in Vinamilk, the number one producer of dairy products in Vietnam with a market share of 61% by volume. Turning to the business performance, THACO's contribution of $49 million was 34% lower. Contribution of $46 million from its automotive business was 30% down on the previous year due to a 9% decline in vehicle sales and lower margins. THACO's auto businesses were impacted by the significant increase in the CBU import market, which has given THACO headwinds. This follows the full implementation of the ASEAN Trade in Goods Agreement in 2018, where tariffs on CBUs were eliminated. In its property business, THACO was impacted by the overall suspension of construction in Ho Chi Minh City. Contribution of $18 million from RE was 4% lower than the previous year due to weaker performances from its hydropower investments and its M&E business, which were partly offset by a stronger contribution from real estate and the effect of the increase in the group's shareholding in 2019. Siam City Cement's contribution of $24 million was 16% higher than the previous year. Its improved domestic performance in Thailand was, however, offset by a lower contribution from its regional operations, mainly in South Vietnam. The group's investment in Vinamilk delivered dividend income of $36 million, compared to $32 million in the previous year. Vinamilk's 2019 profit was up 3% in local currency terms, with the progressive recovery of the fast-moving consumer goods sector in Vietnam. Here, we can see the combined contribution from our other strategic interests, which have overall contributed $126 million to the group's underlying profit. Finally, the outlook for 2020. We're cautious for the outlook as market conditions remain challenging. In addition, COVID-19 is expected to have an impact on businesses in the region, as well as influence on consumer sentiment. It still remains too early to fully assess the impact at this point. However, we are closely monitoring the situation and are taking measures to help safeguard the well-being of our employees and our customers.